Hello everyone, and welcome to the First Income Advisors monthly sales call, One Superb Idea sales call. I'm Brian Gengler. I'm joined today by my partner, Mr. Mike Starenka. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Brian.
Welcome. Thanks for taking time out of your day. I know you've got a fairly busy day on appointments, so I appreciate you doing that. We've got an interesting topic that I wanted to discuss with you today, Mike. On a few things changing in the industry. But before we do that, I wanted to talk a little bit about, we've got a big event coming up in May, our annual premier coaching event.
Yep.
At the beautiful Ritz-Carlton Laguna Niguel.
It's going to be fantastic.
Five-star
all the way. I mean, just fantastic.
I think that might be my favorite Ritz-Carlton location. For everybody on the line today, $3 million of paid business. It started in June 1st, and the qualification period goes until March 31st. $3 million gets you to Laguna Niguel. $5 million gets you and a paid guest. And $8 million of paid business in the qualification period gets you, gets your guest, with the entire first-class treatment, first-class airfare, upgraded room, and an extra day with Mike and I to work on your business. You know, Mike, in today's world, there's so many of our competitors do these trips, and it's about going on vacation.
Right.
What do you think makes our premier coaching event, what do you think makes it different?
We actually do some work. And so we do live role-playing, what to say during appointments. And we've actually had people say, let's skip the activities and let's just continue in this session. And I'm like, now we got to actually take a break here. But I'd say it's interactive. We actually get work done. And the feedback has been, like, phenomenal. Everyone says they've never been on a trip like this. So it's really good.
You know, it's, you and I have been to, we've been doing these producer trips for, you know, 20 plus years, and we've both gone to some beautiful locations, but the trips are never really designed to help an advisor, help a producer, help an agent grow their practice. And to me, that's what separates what we're trying to do is we're actually going to bring a group of guys together and spend 8, 12 hours focused on nothing but growing their practice, making them better, you know, going through training courses, role-playing, overcoming objections, that will actually put money in their pocket when they go back to their office. So I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be the best one ever. We also have a guest speaker, don't we?
We do indeed.
A guy who's famous in systems.
Should I say who it is?
Yeah, I think you can tell people who it is.
It's Michael Gerber, the E-Myth guru, and so we got Michael to come out and spend some time with us. It's going to be great.
So, again, May 12th through the 15th, $3 million, $5 million, $8 million. We've got a ton of people already qualified. It is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal coaching event. A can't-miss opportunity. And in addition to all the one-on-one and the group coaching that you get a chance to listen to the E-Myth guru himself, Mr. Michael Gerber. It'll be phenomenal. So let's talk a little bit, Mike. We got an announcement last week that Genworth has decided to exit the life insurance and annuity space. This comes on the heels of one of the original life insurance companies, MetLife, making an announcement last month that they've decided to get out of the life and annuity space. And I think now is a very crucial time for advisors to be looking at the companies that they're doing business with, the types of products that they're writing, and to make sure that they are aligning with, number one, a marketing organization that is putting good products in front of them, but number two, a carrier that is going to keep their clients safe and secure as they enter into retirement.
Well, you get that right. That's why we've always preached spreading it around, don't put all your eggs in one basket. But when you have a conservative company like Genworth make a decision to exit, and you look at MetLife, I mean, how many other companies are out there writing product that are not as fiscally sound or responsible as Genworth and MetLife. And I could tell you there's probably dozens, you know. So it should be a cause for concern for some folks.
You know, it's interesting because both those carriers, when they made the announcement, they made the announcement to exit going forward. But neither of the companies talked about, you know, selling their existing block of business. And in today's world, especially with the market going up and down like it has been, you've got all these baby boomers marching towards retirement. You got impacts on Social Security. You have impacts on the market with 401k plans. I think both these companies have noted that the existing blocks of business that they have on the books are incredibly profitable.
Yeah.
But the challenge becomes for any CEO or CFO of a big company is they're trying to manage the company for what my projections, am I going to meet my projections for the next 90 days? And, of course, we know that putting life insurance on the books or annuity business on the books is a capital strain. And those two things are, you know, they're opposing. If I have a product that I can put out that's going to turn incredible profits in years 3, 4, 5, 10, but I need to make the analyst projections for the next 90 days, I think that's one of the challenges that these big, you know, the leaders of these big companies face.
Right.
So
I agree. Yep.
So some perspective on the short-term companies that put products out there that are head and shoulders above the classic conservative long-standing companies that we have. How can those companies do that?
I don't think they can. But you'll find out when it's too late. And that's the problem. I mean, if you're going to exit the business and you don't care, now I would care because I believe we have a fiduciary responsibility for our clients. But, it's going to be a mess. And you want to be with the strongest companies you can be with. I know that.
Yeah, both the – and Genworth was adamant on this. I know Met was as well, is that the existing blocks are, you know, the risk-based capital levels are very, very strong. The reserving is very, very strong. Everything's, you know, fine with the existing blocks. It's just a strain going forward. But yet we have these, you know, companies, we got them owned by hedge funds. We've got some B-rated companies that are just – they're just putting more business on, more business on, more business on. And I think that's because a lot of the hedge funds want a place to put their capital right now because they don't want it in the true market. They don't want
it. Oh, you get that. Yeah. That's exactly right.
So I think it's important as we go out and look for carriers, as I'm an independent producer out there looking for where I'm going to put this piece of business, you know, that I'm looking for a big, strong safe, somebody who has a good conservative product that treats my client well. You know, when you're working with existing clients, are you illustrating upside potential of these products, or do you tend to illustrate companies or products at the minimum guarantees?
I think you know the answer to that, but it is, we're always going to show the contractual minimum guarantee. Anybody that's showing these sky-high projections is just wrong because they're not going to meet those projections. I mean, you might have one in a thousand that do, but they're not designed that way. If they were designed that way, MetLife and Genworth would still be in the space, but they're not, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So we show just the contractual minimum guarantee always, because that you can't get in trouble that way.
It could be better, but it'll never be.
Never be worse. Yeah.
You know, it's to me, it's the tip of the iceberg. We had another article that came out late last week that more pension funds in Minnesota are underfunded. I know that's a surprise to you.
Mm.
You got market with volatility. People are still retiring. They want to retire. They're going to live longer than they ever thought before, and you know, to me, this is what gets our advisors excited, this is what gets me excited, is that you have more people, you know, 10,000 a day hitting retirement. We're just at the start of that. It's going to continue for another 15 years. And these people's number one concern is outliving their money. There was a great survey done, I think it was by Legg Mason, and they talked, I know you showed it to me, they talked about the amount of time that people spend worrying about running out of money.
It's amazing. They spend 10% of affluent people spend nearly 3 hours a day thinking about or worrying about their money. Is that amazing? You wonder why someone might have a heart attack, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. It's, well,
we're coming up the Super Bowl this weekend, and that's in a year's time, that's 300 football games.
Yeah. Yep.
300
that's
football
games. A lot of time to worry about your money. An awful lot.
So, you know, the good thing is, in the companies that we're affiliated with, this First Income Advisors, there's plenty of good companies out there, right?
Yep.
Lots of A-rated companies. Lots of companies that have strong guarantees.
Now, there's not as many as there used to be. But and you just want to be with the better companies. And because we don't chase product, because we're not selling off of projections, you have the ability to stay with a carrier that's A-rated, even though they might not illustrate the highest projected income, but from a guarantee standpoint, they're rock solid. And that's what people miss. And what we're saying is don't miss that opportunity.
You know, it's difficult in our industry because you get the emails just like I do from this IMO or this FMO or this BGA of, you know, this hottest indice or the next great product or the next, you know, the next great thing that a company is rolling out. And you hit the nail on the head with, we at First Income, we don't chase product. We're looking for good, solid companies, strong contractual minimum guarantees, and carriers that are committed to the independent distribution force. Because if you're not writing business with a company that's committed to you as an independent agent or independent advisor out there, I'll tell you, you're walking down the plank, and it's going to be a dead end. You know, there are, I always ask advisors that, you know, think about the companies that you're doing business with, and if those companies are looking for alternative distribution, or if they'd like to sell their product through the internet, or if they don't have longevity, why, even if they have a great product today, why are you writing business? Because they don't have stability. They're not going to be around long term.
Well, there's a worse call to make than, hey, my carrier is exiting the annuity space, and they're not going to take new business, but they're going to honor existing business. And the worst call to make after that is the company is gone and they're in receivership. And that's going to happen to some companies out there. And do you want to make that call to your clients? And they're going to say, why did you put me here? Out of all the companies that were out there, why did you choose XYZ? And then you're going to have to answer for that. And my thing that I've said over and over is, why would you not stick with somebody who's big, strong, and safe? It doesn't make any sense to do it any other way.
Well said. I couldn't agree more. So, for those of you on the call today, if you're looking for a second or a third, fourth option, give us a call. We've got plenty of top-rated conservative companies out there for you. I want to close, Mike, with, again, a little bit about our Laguna Niguel trip. The qualification period goes through March 31st. It's paid business through March 31st. The trip is on May 12th. through May 15th. It's at the Ritz-Carlton, Laguna Niguel. $3 million gets you there. $5 million gets you and a spouse, or you and a guest. And $8 million gets you the first-class experience. It'll be a coaching event unlike any other coaching event you've ever been on. Guaranteed to help increase your business immediately following the coaching event. And we're going to have our guest speaker, Mr. Michael Gerber. I can't
miss
it.
Sounds pretty good.
Good. So, Mike, I know you've got to jump back into appointments. I appreciate, you know, it just popped up, so I wanted to have a quick call on the changes. I think you shed some good light on it of what we should be looking for as advisors around the country. So I appreciate your time, and
right.
You have a great rest of the day, Mike.
You too. Great. Thanks. Bye.